Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an intro rebuild from scratch in Ableton Live 12, aimed at jungle and old-school D&B vibes. And right away, I want you to think like a DJ first, producer second, because a great D&B intro is not just a nice opening, it's a usable mix section. It should leave room for beat matching, give the track some identity, and hint at the drop without giving the whole game away too early. So our goal here is a clean, DJ-friendly 16 to 32 bar intro that feels like it belongs in a real set. We want drums that move, a little bass tension, some atmosphere, and clear phrasing that makes sense musically. Let's start by setting the scene. Open a fresh Ableton Live 12 project, and set the tempo to around 172 BPM. That's right in the sweet spot for jungle and D&B. If you want a slightly looser old-school feel, you could move a touch lower, but 172 is a great starting point. Keep the project in 4/4, and make your workspace simple. For this kind of build, you do not want a crowded session. Create a few basic tracks, one for drums or breakbeats, one for hats and percussion, one for bass, one for atmosphere, and one for effects or transitions. That tidy structure will save you a lot of confusion later. Now, the drums are the foundation. In D&B intros, the drums often do the heavy lifting before the bass really arrives, so this part matters a lot. You can start with a break sample, or you can program your own drum pattern with stock sounds. If you use a break, drag it into an audio track, turn warp on, and make sure it loops cleanly over one or two bars. If there are clicks at the edges, use the fade handles to smooth them out. If you're programming, keep it simple and effective. Place the kick where it supports the groove. Use snares on 2 and 4 if you want a cleaner roller feel, or lean into a break-style pattern if you want more jungle energy. Add a few closed hats or light percussion hits to keep things swinging. Once the drum loop is going, group it if needed and add drum bus. Keep the drive moderate, maybe somewhere around 5 to 15%. You can bring in a little crunch if the break needs more bite, but don't overdo it. Then use EQ 8 after that to clean things up. Cut any unnecessary low rumble below about 30 to 40 Hz, and if the hats get too sharp, gently tame the high end around 6 to 10 Khz. At this stage, you want the drums to feel strong enough that the intro already has energy, even before the bass comes in. That's the trick. The intro should not feel empty. It should feel like something is already happening. Now let's make the groove feel alive. Old school jungle and rollers feel powerful because the drums are not perfectly repetitive. Small changes make a huge difference. So duplicate your break every 4 bars or 8 bars and introduce little variations. You can remove one kick, mute a snare hit, add a small fill at the end of a phrase, or use clip volume automation to create ghost notes. Those subtle changes stop the loop from feeling like a copied and pasted pattern. If you're using slices, you can also nudge some hats or percussion slightly late or early to add human feel. Even a tiny timing shift can make the loop breathe more naturally. A good range to keep in mind is this. Ghost hits can sit around 12 to 18 dB below the main hit, and velocity variation on hats can make the pattern feel much more musical. The point is not perfection. The point is momentum. The listeners should feel that the groove is progressing, even if the changes are small. Now let's bring in the bass, but only as a tease. This is really important. In the intro, you do not want to reveal your full drop bassline too early. Instead, you want a promise of the bass. Something that suggests the energy that's coming. A simple approach is to use Operator for a pure sub, Wave Eatable for a restyle layer, or Analog if you want a thicker old-school tone. Keep it beginner-friendly. You do not need a complicated line. One or two notes per bar is enough for this section. A good phrasing idea might be this. No bass in the first 4 bars, then a single sub note every 2 bars in bars 5 to 8. After that, maybe a short restab or bass hit in bars 9 to 12, and then slightly more movement or width in bars 13 to 16 as the drop approaches. If you're designing a sub, keep it simple. Use a sine wave, keep modulation minimal, and make sure the sub stays mono. A utility device is perfect for that. Set the width to 0 on the sub layer so the low end stays centered and clean. If you're using a Reese, start with 2 slightly detuned oscillators, keep the filter low at first, and automate the cutoff slowly upward over 8 bars. That movement adds tension. You can also add a little saturation to help the bass read on smaller speakers, but keep it controlled. We want a tease, not a full roar. Remember this. In the intro, the bass should feel like a question, not the full answer. Next, let's build atmosphere. This is where you give the intro mood, depth, and that darker jungle character. You can use a quiet ambient sample, a vinyl crackle, a reversed cymbal, a filtered pad, a chopped vocal stab, or even a resampled texture. The idea is to create a background layer that supports the drums without stealing attention. Use reverb and delay carefully. A bit of reverb, with a decay around 2 to 5 seconds, can create nice space, but keep the low end under control. High pass the atmosphere so it does not fight the drums or sub. If the texture feels too wide or messy, use utility to reduce the stereo width. The key here is balance. Atmosphere should feel like a mist behind the rhythm, not the main event. Now we start thinking about phrasing. DNB intros often work best in 4-bar and 8-bar blocks. That means your arrangement should feel like it's moving in clear sections. A very solid beginner structure would be bars 1 to 4 with drums and texture only. Bars 5 to 8 add the bass tees. Bars 9 to 12 open the filter a little and maybe add a small fill. Bars 13 to 16 bring in more tension, maybe a riser or snare build, and then the drop lands. You can automate several things here. Auto filter cutoff is a big one. Try opening the cutoff gradually over the last 8 bars. That creates a sense of lift. You can also automate reverb send, delay feedback, or even a small gain lift in the final 2 bars to make the drop feel more impactful. A really nice old-school trick is to automate a high-pass filter on the atmosphere upward, while the drums stay punchy. That clears space and makes the drop hit harder when it arrives. Now let's add a couple of transition moments. Keep these short and sharp. A snare fill in bar 8 or bar 16 works really well. You could also use a reversed crash, a short downlifter, a reverb tail, or a quick impact hit. In DNB, too much transition can kill the urgency, so 1 or 2 beat fills are usually enough. If you want the intro to feel more like a DJ tool, let the drums keep rolling through the transition. Don't stop everything completely. Instead, shift the energy so it feels like the track is pulling forward. Now we need to make sure the mix is working. In drum and bass, the low end is everything. Your sub should not clash with the kick. Your drums should punch through without clipping. Your atmosphere should sit behind the groove. And your bass tees should never mask the snare. Use EQ 8 to carve out space. If the low end gets muddy, try cutting some low mids around 200 to 400 Hz. If bass or atmosphere is fighting the kick and sub, cut unnecessary low frequencies below around 100 to 150 Hz. Keep checking the intro in mono with utility, because that will quickly reveal problems in the low end and stereo width. This is one of the biggest beginner mistakes in DNB, making the intro sound big in solo, but messy in the mix. A clean intro actually feels bigger in a club, because the low end is focused and controlled. Let's talk about common mistakes to avoid. Do not make the intro too empty. Even if you want space, you still need at least one moving element besides the drums. That could be a break variation, a hat pattern, a bass tease, or a texture layer. Do not bring in the full drop bass too early. Save that impact for the drop. In the intro, you're only hinting. Do not drown the drums in reverb. Keep reverb mostly on effects and atmosphere, not on the main drum hits. Do not let the low end get messy. Keep sub mono and use EQ to clean up rumble. And do not ignore phrasing. If the track does not shift on 4-bar or 8-bar boundaries, it will feel less professional and less mixable. Here's a really useful mindset shift. Start with the transition point first. Build the last 4 to 8 bars before you build the beginning. That's where the intro really earns its impact. Once the ending works, the earlier bars become much easier to shape. A strong intro often uses contrast more than density. That means one thing changes while the others stay stable. The drums keep moving. The atmosphere slowly opens up. The bass tease gets a little stronger, and the listener feels the section evolving without being overloaded. If you want a slightly more advanced jungle feel, try alternating your break treatment every 4 bars. Maybe the first 4 bars use the original break, the next 4 remove a hit or two, then the next 4 add a percussion layer, and the final 4 get a little more distortion or compression. That makes the intro feel like a performance, not just a loop. You can also create a fake drop moment near the end. Open the bass filter, hit a quick impact, maybe leave a tiny moment of space, and then bring the real drop in harder. Just use that carefully, because too many fake-outs can make the arrangement feel messy. Another great trick is to keep the first 8 bars especially stable. That helps DJs mix over it. If the intro is too clever too early, it might be great for listening, but less useful as a DJ tool. And remember, this lesson is all about making something functional, not just flashy. Here's a simple practice target. Build a 16-bar intro using only stock Ableton devices. Set the tempo to 172, make a drum loop, add a simple sub note every 2 bars, add a filtered bass stab in the second half, place 1 atmosphere layer, automate a filter rise, and add one fill at bar 8 or bar 16. Then check it in mono and listen at low volume. If it still feels tense and clear when turned down, that means your groove and phrasing are working, and that low volume check is huge. If the intro still feels alive quietly, you've probably got the balance right. So let's recap the big ideas. A great DNB intro rebuild is about control. Keep the drums driving. Tease the bass instead of revealing everything. Use atmosphere and automation to create tension. Build in clear 4-bar and 8-bar phrases. Protect your mono low end. And always think about how a DJ would actually use the section. If you get this right, your intro becomes more than a lead-in. It becomes part of the identity of the track. That's the vibe. Clean, tense, functional, and still full of energy. Build it from scratch, keep it tight, and let the drop feel earned.